Today, share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Daled. We're almost at the end of this beautiful Masechta. We have one more Daf to go besides today's Daf. And we begin 13 lines down from the top. In some Gemaras, it's at the one dot on Lamed Daled Omed Aleph. And we discuss today a new Shita in how we know that Rosh Hashanah, the blowing of a Truah, is sandwiched in by a Tekiah beforehand and a Tekiah afterwards. And we'll discuss more about the blasts of the Shofar. So the Gemara begins again, Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, 13 lines down from the top, in some Gemaras at the one dot. And it says, V'hai Tana, Ma'isi Lo B'Gzei Rishava, Mi Midbar. This Tana today is going to explain how we know that the Tekiah proceeds and is after a Trua, and this Tana learns it out, as Rashi points out, from Gzei Rishava, down by the Midbar, by the travels, the Masuos, that Klal Yisrael did, that there's a connection that we'll see from this Gzei Rishava. And the Gemara begins, and the Braisa says, "V'hai Tana, this Tana that we're about to bring down, Ma'isi Lo B'Gzei Rishava Mi Midbar, learns it out from Gzei Rishava, from the Parsha of the Masos in the Midbar, that Klal Yisrael traveled based upon the blowing of the Shofros." So it says, the Tanya, we learned in the following Braisa, "Usekatem Teruah," it says you should blow a Truah. Now, what does this mean? Tekiah bifnei atzma utrua bifnei atzma. We want to understand this as being first you'll blow tekatem, that's a tekiah, and then trua. Maybe not. Atomer tekiah bifnei atzma, trua bifnei atzma. You're telling me that it means a tekiah by itself and a trua by itself. Maybe not. Aweno. Maybe it means elo tekiah utrua achasi. Maybe it means that you'll blow this single blast known as a trua. And that's what it means, uskatim trua. It's only one blast. So the Gemara says, no. Kishu omer, when the pasuk tells us, elsewhere, uvahakil esol kahal tisku velosariyu. When you're going to gather the people with asifa sa'om, you have to go and blow a tekiah tisku. However, velosariyu, not blowing a trua. So we see that tekatem is separate than trua. One is a tekiah, one is a trua. Hevi omer tekiah bifnei atzma utrua bifnei atzma. Therefore, they're two separate blasts. And when it says in regards to the masos in the midbar, uskatem trua, it means a tekiah and a trua. Now, uminayin shepshuta lefanel. How do we know that the tekiah is first and then the trua? Tamadomer. That's why it says uskatem, first tekiah and then trua. Uminayin shepshuta leachrea. How do we know that you have to blow a blast afterwards as well? Tamadomer. Because the pasuk says trua yisko. After that, there'll be a trua. So we have a tekiah, a trua, and then trua yisko. Then you blow another tekiah after the trua. So that's the source of the brisa by the midbar, by the masos. Now, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Yochanan Rebroka Omer, he says that einot tzarech, the second drasha, trua yisko, was unnecessary. Why? He says, harehi omer, the pasuk says, uskatim trua, Shainis. It says the word Shainis. Shain Tamadoma Shainis. It didn't have to tell me Shainis because obviously if you blew it the first time and now you're blowing it again, so of course it means Shainis. And therefore, Uma Tamadoma Shainis. What was the purpose of telling me Shainis? Oh, is there Bana Av? This is a Binyan Av. In other words, we should learn now. Shekomo Kum Shinemar Trua Tehei Tekia Shania Lo. Wherever it says the word Trua, you also have Tekia afterward. So therefore, according to Rav Shimon ben Osher Yochanan ben Roka, this is the drasha to learn the tekiah after a trua. Now, this is dealing by the travels in the midbar. Ein li'ela b'midbar. This is dealing with the halachos of traveling in the midbar. What about b'Rosh Hashanah minayin? How do we know by Rosh Hashanah as well? The same rules apply. Talmud lomar, trua. Therefore, we have Gzei Rishava, trua, trua. So therefore, it says trua in the midbar. It says trua by Rosh Hashanah, and we learn out Gzei Rishava here, and therefore that's how we compare the tekiah, trua, tekiah that's found by the midbar. So too, it's found by Rosh Hashanah through this Gzei Rishava of trua, trua. This is the other pshat that we have. This is the pshat from today as to how we know that there's a pshuta beforehand, a tekiah beforehand, and a pshuta, a tekiah after the trua. Nadigmar says, Vishalosh truos nemru b'Rosh Hashanah. Now, it says here that there are three truos by Rosh Hashanah. Not everybody's gur is the word nemru. And if you look in the Dikduke Sofrim, see, it brings down that the word really nemru is incorrect over here, because after all, these three psukim that we're bringing down are not all by Rosh Hashanah. One is by Yovel. Those that keep this girsa of nemru, they say, no, since we darshened out previously through a gzei reshava, that what happens by Yovel also applies to Rosh Hashanah, so technically it's Nemru by Rosh Hashanah. So whether you say the word Nemru or not, it means the same thing, that these three are applicable by Rosh Hashanah. The Shalosh Truos, Nemru or not, by Rosh Hashanah. You have the three drushos over here of Truah by Rosh Hashanah. Number one, Shabbos of Zichron Truah. Number two, V'yom Truah. And number three, Vavarta Shofar Truah. And this is actually found by the Ova, which is again what I just mentioned. Not all of them are actually by Rosh Hashanah, but they're all darshed out to Rosh Hashanah. And this teaches us Ushtei Tkios. You have to have a Tkia before each Truah and a Tkia afterwards. So Ushtei Tkios L'chol Achas V'Achas. Therefore, the total Matzinu L'meidim, the bottom line is that there are Shalosh Truos, so you're going to have three Truos, and they're sandwiched in with the Tkia before and a Tkia after each one, and therefore V'Shesh Tkios Nemru B'Rosh Hashanah. So a total of six Tkios with the three Truos are mentioned by Rosh Hashanah, either directly or the third is through the Xerushava to Yovel. Now, Shtayim, the Gemara says, Midivrei Torah. Only two of them are technically Midivrei Torah, because one you need to teach us the Xerushava. So it's needed, and it's not Mufna to teach us this Xerushava. And that's what the Gemara now tells us. Shtayim, two sets of Tkia, Trua, Tkia, that's one set, and then Tkia, Trua, Tkia, the second set, are darshan from the Psukim, Shtayim, Midivrei Torah. However, the achas midivrei sofer, the third one is from divrei sofer, which the Mefarshim explain, is to have parallelism between the malchios, zichronos, and shofros. You can't have just two of them, midaraisa. So the rabbi said the third one as well should be blown. So technically, this opinion says that there's only six kolos that you have midaraisa, not the normal nine that we say, and the other two are midivrei sofer, in order to make sure that malchios, zichronos, and shofros all have the blast blown for them. So, according to this opinion, two psukim, Shabbos and Zichron Truah, and Vavarta Shofar Truah, which is actually found by the Ovel, those are teaching us the din, the Araisa, by Rosh Hashanah. Those saw Midivrei Torah. And then, the last pasuk, Yom Truah Yelachem, which is for the Gzei Rishava, L'Talmuda Hubah, that's the teachers of Gzei Rishava, from Rosh Hashanah to Yovel. Now, the Braisa continues and brings down Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omar. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says, in the name of Rav Yonasan, Omar Rav Yonasan. Now, some suggest that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni is an Amora, and it's surprising that he would be in a Braisa, and therefore some say this is not a continuation of the Braisa. Others say no, that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni is a Tana, and he's saying it over the name of Rav Yonasan, who's a Tana. In any event, he says, Achas Midivrei Torah, actually only one of these psukim is teaching us the basic din in the Torah, that you need a tekiah with a trua, and then another tekiah, and then Shtayim Midivrei Sofrim. The other two are only Midivrei Sofrim, because the pasuk Vavarta Shofar Truah, which is found by the Ovel, that's teaching us Divrei Torah, Midivrei Torah. And then the other psukim, Shabbos Zichron Truah, that was for the Gzei Rishava. And V'yom Truah Yelochem, according to this man, the Omer, it's not V'yom Truah Yelochem that's the Gzei Rishava, V'yom Truah Yelochem, L'Talmud HaHubah, that comes for a different drasha. So, besides the fact that this Tana says there's only one that's Daraisa, and the other two are Midrabanan, he also has a difference as to which Pasuk is the Gzei Rishava. The Tanakhama had the Pasuk the Gzei Rishava from Yom Truah Yelochem. But Rosh Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, says that no, that Pasuk, Yom Truah Yelochem, is needed for a different Drasha, and Shabbason Zichron Truah is the Gzei Rishava. Now, the Talmud Oba, Yom Truah Yelochem, comes to teach us a different din. My Talmud Oba, what is this different din? One of them, Shabbason Zichron Truah, that's to teach us the Gzei Rishava. But what does the Yom Truah Yelochem come to teach us according to Rabbi Yonasan? So the Gemara says, Mibaya le biyom velo balayla. This is coming to teach us that you blow shofar only during the daytime, and that there's no chiv on Rosh Hashanah to blow shofar at night. So this is a very good drasha. Now the Gemara turns the tables and says, Nu v'idach, the first Tana that said that he doesn't use it for this drasha, he uses Yom Truah Yelochem just for the Gzei Rishava. So by Yom Velo Balayla, minole, how does he know that you don't blow shofar at night? So the Gemara says, Nafka le biyom hakipurim. He learns it out from Yom hakipurim. He says, Biyom hakipurim, tabiru shofar. So on the day of Yom Kippur, that's when you blow the shofar, not at night. And we learn out through the Gzei Rishava, Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah. Gemara says, wait a second. Now the gear that we have is Bayom, but it should be Mi Bayom. So E, Mi Bayom, Akipurim Yol. If you're telling me that I need it from this puzzle, Biyom, Akipurim, Tabiru Shofar, that comes to teach me out during the daytime and not the nighttime. So then, Nigmar Nami Mine, then once you learn that out, so we already learned that Bayom Kippur, you have to have a Kia before and the Kia afterwards, Pshuta Lefanel, or Pshuta Lachrea, so then you should be able to learn that as well. Nigmar Nami Mine, Lipshuta Lefanel, upshuta liacharea. Why do you need this whole drasha? You have it already. So the Gemara says, no. According to this man, the Omer, the words vavarta shofar, uvataviru shofar, lo mashmalu. That's not the source. That's what we learned in yesterday's shir, that was the source. Vavarta shofar, vaviru shofar, is to teach us that you have to have a tkiah beforehand and a tkiah after the trua. But according to this man, the Omer, he doesn't darshan that. The obvious question is, if he doesn't darshan it to teach us tkiah beforehand and a tkiah afterwards, a pshuta beforehand and a pshuta afterwards, so what does he do with the psukim vavarta shofar, vataviru shofar? What does he do with that? Elamai darshu b'hu, the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, I need them for two other drushes. According to this man, the Omer, they're teaching us vavarta shofar, that comes to teach us kidirav masta, the din of Rav Masna. What did Rav Masna say? The Omer Rav Masna, Rav Masna said, in regards to the oval, it says, vavarta shofar, trua b'chodesh ha-shvi b'esor l'chodesh, b'yom ha-kipurim, taviru shofar b'chol ha-tzuchem. So he says, I need that to teach us that derech havaroso, we had this the other day, where we said that the shofar has to be blown in the same exact orientation that it was previously. You couldn't go and turn it inside out or to turn it around. The wide end, go and heat it up and make the wide end narrow, and go and heat up the narrow end and make it wide, and then blow shofar in the other direction. So you can't turn it around like that. And therefore, that's what you need, the words vahavarta shofar, to teach us. It must come out with the normal way the sounds come out, in the normal way the animal is growing. And then you need the end of the pasuk, taviru, right? The end of the pasuk says, taviru shofar b'chol ha'artzichem. That comes to teach us, dekama rachmona navre biyad. I might have thought, without this telling me that it has to be with the shofar, that it's just adequate to go bring the shofar all over the land of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what you do on Yom Kippur in the Yovel year, and that's fine. Therefore, Rashi tells us that that's not fine. As Rashi says, the Rashi is found on the Tosu side over here in Dibur Amaschol Neavre Biyad V'Lav Dehoder Kosve. If you didn't have the repetition of the word Lavarta at the end of the pasuk, where it says Taviru Shofar B'Chol Artzichem Lo Havi Mishtama Taviru Loshon Tekiah, I wouldn't have known that this means a tekiah. I would have said it would be adequate. Rashi seems to be saying it would be adequate to just carry it around with you all over the land, but Lav Davka to blow it. Tosu says, I like Rashi's pshat Pirush Akuntrus Iker. At the end of this little Tosaf here, Navri Biyad, but he gives another pshat. He says, you might have thought, Shiachazenu biyado vitoka, that it would be enough to go and hold it in your hand. Velo shanichenu agabi shum dover, not that you should put it down on something, vitoka, and blow with it on something else. So therefore, that's what you might have thought, that you could blow without holding it in your hand. So therefore, that's what you need this for. But Tosaf says, I prefer Rashi's pshat. In any event, that's what this man, the Yomer, needs the psukim of Arta Shofar, the end of the pasuk, Taviru Shofar B'chol Artzichem, and therefore he doesn't have them to teach a pshuta beforehand and pshuta afterwards, and that's why he uses the drasha that we said today, the Gzei Rishava from the Midbar. So the Gemara continues and says, Nu v'idach. Now when we go back to the brisa that we learned in the end of yesterday's shir, that said that Havarta and Taviru are used for the din of the pshita before and the pshita afterwards, so this din of the Rav Masda, where do they learn it from? Vidach, the Rav Masda, how does he know that this is true? That you have to have the shofar in the same orientation as when it was growing in the animal, and you can't heat it up at one end to make the narrow end wider, and the wider end narrow. How does he know that? So the Gemara says, Midishane b'dibure. That opinion would learn it out, Rav Masna's din, from the fact that it changed the Lashon around. What does it mean, it changed the Lashon around? It should have said a Lashon of Tekiah. But instead it said, instead of Vatitaka b'shofar trua, it said Vavarta b'shofar trua. And therefore, Havarta shofar trua is an unusual Lashon, and it comes to teach us this din, that you have to have it in the normal way. And then what do you use the end? Taviru shofar b'chol ha'tzuchem, taviru b'yad lomotzis amris. He says, even without the extra words, it's difficult to say that you should be carrying it around with your hand, because degamar avara avara mimosha, because we could darshan out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Ksiv hoch, it says over here in regards to Yovel, v'avar to shofar trua. Uksiv hosim, it says in regards to the bringing of the various nedavos to the Mishkan with Moshe Rabbeinu, which says, Vayitzav Moshe, Vayaviru kol b'machaneh. So what does that mean? Malahalim b'kol. There it meant, obviously, a kol. Moshe was blowing on the shofar, so it's a kol. That's how he got people to come. So Avkan, so to be the other. When it says, Eloshen Havara, it means b'kol. And therefore, he doesn't need to learn out Rav Masna's din in another way. Gemara has one last question. It says, "Well, hi Tana, the Maisa Lomi Midbar." But the Tana that we had today share, the teaching that we learned it out from the Midbar, from the Masos in the Midbar, I Malahalon Bchatzotzros Afkan should be Chatzotzros. If we're talking there with Chatzotzros, so then this should be with Chatzotzros over here. So how are you learning this out for a shofar? So Gemara says, "No, Talmud Omar." We have elsewhere Tikku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu. We have the famous pasuk from Tehillim that tells us that you blow shofar Tikku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chageinu in the month where it is hidden. Now, which yomtiv ezu chag shachodesh miskasbo? Which yomtiv is where the moon is not present? As we pointed out many times already in this mesechta, that the only holiday that comes out at the beginning of the month is, of course, Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Veizehu Chag Shachodesh Miskasabo. Chag does not have a visible moon. Heavy omez at Rosh Hashanah. The only Chag is Rosh Hashanah. Again, Sukkot, Pesach, they're on Tetzvav. Shavuos is on Vav. You have no other holidays that are at the beginning of the month, and therefore it must be talking about Rosh Hashanah. And it says in the pasuk, "Bikom Rachmana Tikku B'Chodesh Shofar." So therefore, it's a shofar and not Chatzotzros. This concludes our drasha of how we learn out a tekiah before and a tekiah after each teruah. Now, we have a new takana that the Gemara is going to bring down, which is halacha lemaisa, the way we do it. And we'll understand now a little bit why we blow the different sounds that we do for what the Torah calls a teruah, which we call practically either a shvarim, or what we call our teruah, or what we call a shvarim teruah. And that's what Rabbi Abo is coming to teach us. So asking Rabbi Abo b'Kisrei, Rabbi Abo, who came from Caesarea, so he was masaking the following pattern of us blowing the shofar. He said, the Torah tells us we're supposed to blow tekiah, trua, tekiah by malchios, tekiah, trua, tekiah by shofros, and tekiah, trua, tekiah by zichronos. So we would simply blow 9 blasts that way. But instead, we blow many additional blasts. We get up to the 30 that we mentioned in yesterday's year because we're not sure what the trua is. Either the trua is what we call a trua, or the trua is what we call a shvarim, or it's actually both shvarim trua. And that's what Rabbi Abo is telling us. He was hiskin that you blow askin Rabbi Abo b'kisrei tekiah, which is a regular tekiah, and then shlosha shvarim, which is what we call shvarim, and then trua, which is what we call our trua. So he instituted the custom of shvarim teruah, and then you blow another tekiah afterwards. So Rabbi Avo was instituting this concept of shvarim teruah. Now, the Gemara asks, why? What did this accomplish? Marshach, if you're telling me that yalule yalil, that a teruah is what we call a teruah, that it's these type of shattered blasts, this type of crying, which we learned out, Vatiyabed Ein Sisra. So if this is telling me, La Vitakia and such a trua, which is our trua, what we've had, the ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta type of sounds, so Iyalule Yalul, if you're telling me that that's what it is, so then La Vitakia, Trua, Utakia. Then we should blow what we call a Takia, Trua, Takia, in our normal way, without blowing a shvarim. And if you're telling me the E gagnuche ganach, if it really is a sigh, if it's really what we call shvarim, so then you should blow la'ave tekiya, shlosha shvarim, which is what we call shvarim, and tekiya, and not blow what we call a trua. So why did he, in fact, institute shvarim trua? He should have said either blow tekiya, shvarim, tekiya, or you should blow tekiya, terua, what we call a trua, tekiya. Why did he institute shvarim trua? So Gemara says, because Masafkale, he wasn't sure, Rabbi Abo wasn't sure. What does the word vatiyabed mean? Did it mean ginuche ganach, which is a shvarim? Oh, e yalule yalo, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. So he didn't know which one it was. So he said, do both. So Gemara says, wait a second. That seems to be problematic. Maskiflo ravavira, ravira says, if that's true, so then it's actually going to ruin it. If you're blowing shvarim trua, so if it's really shvarim, the trua ruins it. It's a hefsik, it's an extra sound. And if it's really trua, the shvarim ruins it. It's an extra sound. That's where Rav Avira asks. He says, v'dilma yelule haba. In fact, it is yelule. If it's yelule, so it would be what we call the trua. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And then, in that situation, the ka mavsik, the shlosha shvarim, bein trua litkia, are a hefsik. So if you're telling me it really is a trua, so then the shvarim that you're blowing is a hefsik. So how could Rabbi Yavo tell us you blow a shvarim trua? Shmuel says, no, you do both. The hadar of it, tekiya, trua, tekiya. You do both. You do, in case tekiya, trua, tekiya really means trua, what we call trua, so you do that. And in case maybe it meant the shvarim, so you're doing the shvarim trua, and you're fine. Shmuel says, no, we still got a problem. Maskel or Ravina, he says, v'dilma ginuchei hava, maybe it really is a shvarim. And therefore, when you're blowing the shvarim trua, the trua is the hefsik. We call the savka hatrua bein shvarim l'tkiya. So that's the hefsik. So Gemara says again, the harder of it, tkiya shvarim tkiya. You're blowing all these blasts. You're blowing tkiya shvarim tkiya. You're blowing tkiya trua, what we call a trua tkiya. And then, since we're not sure which is right, you're blowing shvarim trua tkiya. Where it says, that doesn't make any sense. El Rabbi Yavo, Vayiskin. What did he accomplish? If it's really Shvarim, so then Ha'adda, you did Tekiyah, Shvarim, Tekiyah. And if it's really what we call a Trua, V'yalula Yalil, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, so then Ha'adda, you also did a Tekiyah, this Trua, and a Tekiyah. So why did you go and say you have to do Shvarim Trua, Rabbi Yavo? What did that accomplish? So where it says, no. Misaf galei dilma ganach vi yalil. Maybe when it says that you have to have this yavava, it means both. It might mean ha 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 ha. It might mean if you need shvarim and trua, but maybe it only means shvarim. Maybe it only means trua. Therefore, what Rabbi Yavo was misakin is all three, which is what we do. Rabbi Yavo said, go do first tekiya, shvarim tekiya. Then do tkiya, trua, tkiya. And then do tkiya, shvarim, trua, tkiya. Lavdafka in that order. The order doesn't make any difference, but do all three of them. And this way, mimanav shachi right. If it meant just shvarim, we did just shvarim. No hefsik. If it meant what we call a trua, tu-tu-tu-tu-tu-tu, so then you did that. Tkiya, trua, tkiya. Yotze. And if it meant both, you do both. No problem. Shvarim, trua. So mimanav shach, you're going to have done it right one of the three ways, and therefore do all three, and this way you'll definitely get it right. Mar says, but there's a fourth way. Ihachi, you know what you should do? Le'avid nami ivcha. You should do trua shvarim. We should create a new sound called the trua shvarim sound, which you go ta. You should do a trua shvarim. Le'avid nami ivcha. That you should do tkiya, then do what we call a trua, and then do the shlosha shvarim, which is what we call shvarim, and then the final tkiya. Because maybe Dilma Yalil v'gonach, not only gonach v'yalil shvarim trua, but maybe Yalil trua v'gonach shvarim. Maybe should be tekiya trua shvarim tekiya. So one says no, that's impossible because stama de milsa. When normally a person cries ki misra be'inish milsa v'reisha gonach v'hada yalil, because the right way, quote, the people cry is they go ha 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 ha. So the right way could only be shvarim trua. No opinion would say trua shvarim. Again, we don't know, does it mean the trua in the Torah? Does it mean what we call a trua? Does it mean what we call a shvarim? Or does it mean what we call shvarim trua? But it definitely doesn't mean trua shvarim. So that's why Rabbi Yavo was only misaki in the three possibilities. Halacha l'maisa, we all follow this opinion of Rabbi Yavo, and we are machmir to do all three different sets of blasts. We do all of this by the Malchios, we do all of this by Zichronos, and we do all of this by the Shofros. So again, that adds up to 3, 3, and 4 sounds by Malchios, which is 10. That's 3, 3, and 4 sounds by Shofros, which is 10, and 3, 3, 4 sounds, which is 10 by Zichronos, and that's where we get the basic 30 blasts that we insist that we listen to on Rosh Hashanah to be Yotzei. Now, we do many extra blasts, as we said, but that's all additional blasts. The essence is 30, and if a person, for whatever the reason, didn't hear the tkios, the shofar's blast, during the davening, so then after davening, you just blow 30. We don't make you blow all 100 kolos. Now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Talk abarishonu moshach v'shniyah kishtayim." We said, if you blew at the end of the first round of tekiya, and then the beginning of the second round, you blew another tekiya. So we said, even though you blew an 8-second long single blast, since it wasn't broken up, it only counts as one. It doesn't count as two. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan tells us, "Shamayim, we turn to Lamed Dalid Amud Beis. Shama teisha tekiyos b'teisha shos bayom yotza." He tells us the following din. Rav Yochanan tells us that if a person heard 9 tekiyos, 1 per hour, the teisha shos, so he hears tekiya, hour number 1. He hears trua, hour number 2. He hears tekiya, hour number 3. And he does this 9 times, a total of 9 tekios, 9 blasts of the shofar, tekiah, trua, tekiah. You hear all 9 sounds, but over 9 hours, Rav Yochanan says, you yotze, not a problem. And the Brisa supports Rav Yochanan, tani nami yochi. The Brisa says the same thing. Shoma teisha tekios, b'teisha shows bayom yotze. Exactly like Rav Yochanan said, the Brisa says the same thing. Even though you heard them an hour, one sound every hour, you yotze. Furthermore, the Brisa continues and says, mitisha b'nei adam ki echad, if you heard 9 people blow shofar, 9 different people blow shofar simultaneously, ki echad, this one blew a tekiah, this one blew a trua, this one blew a tekiah, this one blew a tekiah, trua, tekiah, this one blew a tekiah, trua, tekiah. 9 people each blew one sound simultaneously. So the girsa that we have in the Brisa is lo yotza. That's no good. Rashi says the reason why the girsa says it's no good is because tre kole lo mishtamoy, because you can't hear 2 sounds. Only problem Rashi says is that that's not true. We said that something like the shofar, which is so chaviv to a person, you could distinguish between the sounds, and therefore Rashi says the correct girsa over here is yotza. And there are other sources that say as well that the girsa should over here be yotza. So the way Rashi understands this is, if you have 9 people blowing simultaneously, mitisha b'nei yodam, ki echad, yotza, that's the right girsa. Tosos says, no, you can establish the girsa as lo yotza, and the reason is because when you blow a trua alone, it doesn't have a pshuta lefonel and a pshuta leachra, it's not called a trua. The definition of a trua is that it must have a sound before it and a sound afterwards, and that's why you're not yotze, not because of trei koli lo mishtamoy. So Tosus supports the girsa that we have of lo yotza. In any event, the Brisa continues and says, if you heard tekiya mizeh, you heard a tekiya from this person, utrua mizeh, and then another person afterwards blows a trua, yotza, that's perfectly good as well. It doesn't have to be from the same person. And in fact, afilu b'seirugin, even if you have a break in between from one to the other, afilu kolayom kulo, and it takes all day long, so then you yotze. And obviously, everybody asks, this sounds exactly like the Tanakama. This sounds like the first opinion where we said, if you heard shoma teisha tekios, b'teisha shos, b'yom yotze. So what's the chiddush in the third part of this brisa? That if you heard 9 kolos over the day, that you yotze. So two possible chidushim. Number one is, the chiddush here is that 9 different people blew it. In the reisha, it was the same person blowing it. And the second chiddush possibly is that in the first opinion, it was that they were evenly spaced. And this opinion says, even if they're not evenly spaced, it's not one every hour. It could be spaced out in any number of different ways, but as long as you heard 9 over the entire day, it's perfectly good. So that's the chiddush in this third opinion. Okay. Now the Gemara questions, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi. Rabbi Yochanan had said that if you heard 9 kolos over 9 hours, you yotze. So did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? After all, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok. Rabbi Yochanan said the name of his Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, Bahalel, in regards to the recitation of Halel, Ubi Megillah, and in regards to the reading of the Megillah, it tells us there, from Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, im shah kidei ligmor es kula. If you paused in between the halal or in the laning of the Megillah, a Megillah Esther, and you paused long enough that you could have completed the entire halal or the entire Megillah respectively, so then, chozel erosh, then you can't continue. You lost out, so to say, you got to go back to the beginning. So how can you tell me that if you did 1 kol every hour of Yochanan, you would still be able to be yotzei? You could have finished easily the 9 kolos before the next hour started. So if you're being consistent by Halal and by Megillah, Imshaw, Kidei Ligmor Eskula, Chozel LaRosh, so then you should say, by the shofar blowing as well, Imshaw, Kidei Ligmor Eskula, Chozel LaRosh, you should have to go back. So it's a stira. How could Rabbi Yochanan say what he said by the shofar, that if you heard, Teisha Tekios, B'Teisha Shos, B'Yom Yotza, and yet by Halal and Megillah, he brought down the name of his Rebbe, Rav Shimon ben Yotzadok, did you not yotze? So what says Lokasha? That's exactly the answer. Ha didei, ha drabei. When he said that with the teisha tekios, the teisha shows you yotze, that was his own opinion. And when he brought down from Halal and Megillah, that was the opinion of his Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon ben Yotzadok. So therefore, he is not a steer in Rebbe Yochanan. One is his own opinion, one is his Rebbe. Rebbe Yochanan certainly has reached the level that he can argue with his Rebbe. Where he says, but that's not true. Are you telling me, v'didei lo, according to his own opinion, you're allowed to go and have a huge pause in between? But I'll show you that that's not true. There was a Maisa Shahoya, V'ha Rabbi Yavohu, Hava Shokil V'ozil Basrei, the Rabbi Yochanan. One time Rabbi Yavohu was going and walking with Rabbi Yochanan, and Vahavakari Kriyashma. He was reading the Kriyashma, but unfortunately, Kimoto Limavos Mitunavos, he reached certain alleyways that had waste material in them, and they were Mitunavos, they were filled with some sort of tsoa, and it's also to be even Mahara Divrei Kedusha in that situation. You can't think Torah in the bathroom, you certainly can't utter the Kriyashma in these Mavos Mitunavos. So Ishtik, so Rabbi Yavo was silent. No, they kept on walking and walking. Finally, they get out of that Mavos Mitunafos, and Basa the Chalif. As soon as they were finished, Rabbi Yavo asked Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei, Mal Ligmar, am I allowed to go and finish reading the Kriyashma? Now, obviously, he's in the middle of Kriyashma. How could he ask this question? So that's the Halacha L'maisa, that you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and you don't know, for example, right now, we're still saying Saint Bracha, and a person by accident says Saint Talamotah, or in Eretz Yisrael, where they're saying Saint Talamotah, the person says the same Bracha, and he doesn't know what to do. Should he repeat the paragraph, go back to the beginning? Does he not have to repeat it? So the mitten, the Shmoneh Esrei, is allowed to walk over to the Rav and ask the Rav a Shaila. So to over here, Rabbi Yavo was in the middle of the Shema, but since he didn't know the answer, he was allowed to ask the Shaila. It's not called the Hefsik. That's not called the Hefsik. So therefore, Amalei, Ma'u Ligmar, he asks his Rebbe, he asks Rav Yochanan, can I finish? So his Rebbe told him, Amalei, Rav Yochanan tells Rabbi Yavo, Im Shohi Sokedei Ligmar Es Kula, Chazor LaRosh. He tells him that if you, in fact, pause long enough to have finished off the rest of the Shema, so then you have to go back to the beginning. So therefore, how can you tell me that, oh, Rabbi Yochanan, he said that was the opinion of his Rebbe, but he himself personally doesn't hold like that. Here you see, he personally holds like that. Im shok, they lig moritz kula, Chazor LaRosh. He has to go back to the beginning. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you have to go back to the beginning. So how can you tell me that he doesn't hold like that? So Gemara says, this is, no, you misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Yavo. According to me, no, seriously, I personally hold that you don't have to go back to the beginning. Some suggest also that he also didn't hold that when you go to the Mavos, Mitunafos, that you're not allowed to continue reading the Kriyashma. So he says, according to me, this was never a problem. You didn't have to go and stop. You could have continued reading your Shema. But according to you, Lididach, the Sfira Loch, that you hold that you're not allowed to go read the Shema in these Mavos, Hamatunafim, so that you have to, in fact, then you, in fact, have to go back to the beginning if there was enough time that you could have finished the entire Shema. So then, that's called a Hefsik, and you have to go back. Gemara starts now a new subject. Tana Rabbanu, we learn the Braisa, Tekios. Now here we're talking about the Tekios of a Tanis Tzibor. Ein Ma'akvos Zu'ezu. The blast that you blow on a Tanis Tzibor. So if you don't know how to do all the blasts, so whatever you blow, it's not Ma'akev. If you only know the Tekiah, so blow a Tekiah. If you only know the Trua, blow a Trua. It's not Ma'akev, one blast to the other. Likewise, the Brachos, there are additional six Brachos in the Shmoneh Esrei on a Tainis. In their days, the Tainis was because of a lack of rain. So they added on six additional Brachos. Eventually, when the Tanesim got serious, they were a full-fledged Tanesim that went from the nighttime, started in the nighttime and lasted throughout the entire day, like our Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. In those situations, they added on brachos to the Shmoneh Esrei, an extra six brachos to the Shmoneh Esrei. So also, the person didn't know all the brachos. He knew this bracha, but he didn't know that bracha. So ein ma'akev zuzu, the brachos aren't ma'akev. So in a tainis, if you don't know how to blow all the sounds of the shofar, it's not ma'akev. If you don't know all the brachos of the Shmoneh Esrei that are added on, that's not ma'akev. As opposed to on Rosh Hashanah, the tekios and the brachos shall Rosh Hashanah shall Yom Kippurim ma'akvos. Here, if you don't know how to blow a tekiah, then don't waste your time blowing a trua. That isn't going to help you. You're not going to be yotze. And if you don't know malchios, so then don't bother saying zichronos and shofros. You have to know all of them. It's an all or nothing by the knowing how to blow all the blasts and knowing all the brachos. So therefore, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's ma'akev, as opposed to on a tainis, it's not ma'akev. So the Gemara says, why? My taima. What's the reasoning over here? So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klai Yisrael, Imru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. We had the illusion, we had the Asmachta telling us that we have to blow the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So it teaches us, Malchios, Kidesh Tamlichuni Alecha. The Malchios represent that we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamlech, the day HaMelech is so important, that's what we're talking about, Malchios. Zichronos, Kidesh Yovo lefanai, Zichronechem Litova. You should do this so when you pass in front of me, so then it will be Litova. That's the Zichronos. And how do you do this? How do you cause this Zichron to occur? By Shofar. So therefore, they're all Ma'akev. If you can't do one, then don't waste your time doing the others. It won't help. Gemara continues and quotes the Mishnah. It says, Misha Beirach, V'acha kach nismana lo shofar, Tokeya, Omeriya v'tokeya. If you davened and you didn't have a shofar, so then at the end of the davening, you finally get a shofar, so then you blow the blast, the tekiah, the trua, and the tekiah, again, all the different formats of the tekiah. Gemara says, why? Taima, the reasoning is, the lo habilei shofar b'ikara. That's implying that you're only allowed to do this because you didn't have a shofar when you started the davening. If you did have a shofar, then so then you weren't Yotzei. If you have a shofar, then you're supposed to go and blow shofar by Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, and not wait till the end of the davening. That's the right way to do it. Along comes Rav Papa bar Shmuel. He was once davening b'yichidus. Kom litzluye. He was davening by himself for whatever the reason. And Amalei l'shamei. He told the shamish, I'm davening the silent Shmoneh Esrei. There is only a silent Shmoneh Esrei. There's no Chazaras HaShatz when you're davening by yourself. So, ki nahir no loch, when I make some sort of a simon to you, or other side of the gear, so nahir no loch, when I go and snort in a certain way, so you'll know that I'm done with the bracha, so then, tikali, blow the shofar for me in the silent Shmoneh Esrei. So when I finish off the bracha of Malchios, you'll hear, either you'll see a simon or you'll hear me snort, and then you'll know to blow shofar for me at the end of Malchios. Similarly, at the end of Shofros, and similarly at the end of the Zichronos. Now, the Rashash brings down from over here that you see that it wasn't their custom to say the silent Shmoneh Esrei b'kol rom. Normally, we never daven Shmoneh Esrei b'kol rom. You're not supposed to have anybody else here, but there is a minhag that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, since everybody's davening from a machzer, so then you'd be allowed to go daven a little bit louder. And therefore, clearly, the Rashash says this wasn't their custom, because otherwise, why did he have to either give a simon or snort? He could have just listened and say, okay, I heard you just finished the Malchios Brachos, and therefore I'll blow shofar now. In any event, that's what Rav Papa bar Shmuel told his shamus. He told him, when you see that I'm done with the bracha, blow. Amalei Rava. Rava tells Rav Papa bar Shmuel, no. Lo amru ela bechever ear. The only time you blow a shofar and you silence Shmoneh Esrei, that's only if you're bechever ear. Otherwise, you finish off your davening, and then at the end of the davening, you go blow shofar to 30 kolos. And I'll show you this is right. Tani Nami Hoch. We have a brice that says the same thing. Kishu Shomon, when you're listening to the shofar, Shomon Allah say there, when do you have to blow them during the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, Yalseder Brachos, that's when you blow the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. At the right time, you have to listen to the blast with the bracha. But by Mad Tvarim Amurim, under what circumstances is this true? Only bechaver ear, which means with the tzibur during chazaras hashatz. Avol shelo bechaver ear, when there's no chazaras hashatz, you're davening biyachidus. So then, shomam al haseder, you listen to the tekios in the normal tekiah, trua, tekiah, with all the different variations. However, for shelo al seder brachos, but not with the brachos, which you did in the silent Shmoneh Esrei, your only Shmoneh Esrei, when you're done with musaf, so then you take out the shofar. Or, some suggest, before you daven musaf, you blow the shofar. Now the Gemara continues and says, the Yochid shelo toka chaveiro tokelo. If the Yochid, for whatever the reason, didn't blow shofar, he didn't know how, so his friend can blow for him, chaveiro tokelo, and be motzium. However, the Yochid shelo beirach, if you didn't daven, and you want your friend to daven for you, and you listen to him, Yochid shelo beirach, ein chaveiro mevarech olav. Your friend can't daven for you. As we'll see later on, this is talking about somebody that knows how to daven. Then somebody can't be motziu. But if you don't know how to daven, then you could be listening to your friend and be motziu with him. Then the Gemara continues and says, U'mitzvah batokin yosem min ha-mevarchim. He says there's more of a mitzvah by the blowing of the shofar rather than the brachos of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. What does that mean? Ketzat. For example, a person lives in a small little shtot, and they don't have a minion, and they don't have a shofar. So he could go to the slightly bigger shtot to the east or the slightly bigger shtot to the west. Each of them has a mila. Shtei ayaros. He could go to one of these two cities. Ba'achas token. One has a shofar and they would blow. However, they don't have a minion for davening. Ba'achas mevarchin. The other place has a minion for davening. However, they don't have a shofar. So which one should you go to? Should you go to the city that has a minion to daven in, they have a chazan there that would be able to be motzi you, or should you go to the place where they have a shofar? So the Gemara says, in this situation, hochil l'mokim shetoket, go to the place that has a shofar, then hochil l'mokim shemvarchim, and don't go to the place that just has a minion. The Gemara says, pshita, that's obvious, ha, the mitzvah of shofar is midaraisa, the mitzvah of davening, that's midarabanan. So therefore, why would you go, or have a habamini to think that you go to the place that has the minion, as opposed to the place that has the shofar? So where it says, no, there's a big chiddush over here. Lo tzricha, the afal gab, the ha vadai. It's vadai that they have a minion. Baha suffik, and it's only a suffik. Will they or will they not have the guy blowing the shofar? So even in this situation, he tells us, take the suffik, the araisa, over the vadai fulfillment of the din, the rabbanan. And we learn in the Mishnah, kishem shushaliyat zibur, chayav, kach, kol yochid, v'yochid, v'chule, which we said was chayav. The v'chule here is that we said that just like the shliyat zibur is chayav, every individual is chayav. And Rabbi Gamliel disagreed. Rabbi Gamliel omer, shliyat zibur, motzi es harabim, yidei chavos. And he said, no, just like the shliyat zibur, the Tanakhama said, that's a daven for himself. So the Tanakhama said every individual has a daven for himself. Rabbi Gamliel said, no, since the Shliach Tzibur is davening, he can be motzei, even the Rabbim Yidei Chovosor. So it's a machlokas, the Tanakhama, Rabbi Gamliel, as to whether you can be motzei with the Chazaras Hashatz. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Amulo, the Chachamim said, the Rabbi Gamliel, according to you, Lidvarecha, the Chachamim said, the Rabbi Gamliel, according to you, that your Shliach Tzibur is able to be motzei all the people. So Lomor, Tzibur, Mispalin. So then why are they wasting their time davening? Go straight to the Chazaras Hashatz. Don't have a regular davening. Just do Chazaras Hashatz. So, sounds like a good idea. That's what the Chacham told Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel told them back, Amar lahem, kidei lahasdir shliach tzibur tfilaso. The reason why we all daven silently is so the shliach tzibur can prepare with Shmon Esrei, and he'll always say the Shmon Esrei well when he's doing the Chazaras Hashatz. That's why we have a silent Shmon Esrei. So Rav then tells the Chachamim, and according to you, the Devreichem, that every individual must daven for themselves, so then why do you have a Shliach Tzibur? Lom Shliach Tzibur, you're with Livnei HaTeba. What's the purpose of having a Chazar HaShatz if everybody's Yotzei? So Amulot, the Chachamim would respond back to Rav Gamliel, Kidei Lahotzi, as She'eno Baki, to be Motzi, the people that Nebuch are not from birth, they don't know how to daven, they just want to come to Shul and be Yotzei, but they don't know how to daven. So for them, you say a Chazar HaShatz. Oh, Rabbi Gamliel says, once you're doing that, Amar lahem, once you're telling me that the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi other people, kishem shemotzi es she'eino baki, kach motzi es habaki. Once you're telling me the Shliach Tzibur can be motzi people, we don't distinguish between who is motzi. If he can be motzi the eino bakiyim, the people that don't know how to daven, he can also be motzi the people that can daven. And that's the machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Rabba bar bar chana, Amar Yochanan, Rabba bar chana says, Amar Yochanan, Modim Chachamim, the Rabbi Gamliel. Ultimately, the Chachamim were molded, they changed their opinion, and told Rabbi Gamliel, we agree with you, that the Chazan can be motzi not only the Eino Bekiyim, but even the Bekiyim. Now, we are Goreis, V'Rav Amar Adayin Himachlokes. So we have the words that Rav says, no, that's not true. The Chachamim were not molded through Rabbi Gamliel. That's the opinion of Rav. We have that here. Some are not Goreis that here, because we'll have it in a moment. So in any event, whether we're Goreis here or not, it's not wrong, but it just may not be said over here. In any event, Shama Rabbi Chia Berei de Rabba Bar Nachmeni, Rav Chia, who is the son of Rabba Bar Nachmeni, heard this. He heard this vart in the name of Rav Yochanan, that according to Rav Yochanan, the Chachamim retracted their opinion, and they were molded to Rabbi Gamliel, that the Shliach Tzibur can be motzei the Eino Bekiyim and even the Bekiyim. And also Amar L'Shmaisei Kamei, and he went and told this Shmua, Kamei the Ravdimi Bar Chinina, in front of Ravdimi Bar Chinina. Amalei, so Ravdimi Bar Chinina told him, no, that's not true. Hochi Omer Rav, and here's where we have the statement of Rav. Hochi Omer Rav, Adayin Himachlokis. This is where we have the statement that Rav said, it is still a machlokis. In other words, the Chachamim were not Modeh, and they didn't retract their opinion, and they still say that the Shliach Tzibur can only be Motzei the Eino Bekiyim, but the Shliach Tzibur cannot be Motzei the Bekiyim. Amalei, Rabbi Chia, Berei the Rabba Bar Nachmeni said to Ravdimi, really? Rabba Bar Bar Chana Nami Hachi Kamar. He also said in the name of Rav Yochanan that the Chachamim were Modeh. They retracted and they were Modeh. So Gemara says, no. Ki Omar Rav Yochanan Lo Shmaisa, when he said over this Maisa, Ki Omar Rav Yochanan Lo Shmaisa, if Ligale Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish argued with him. V'yomar adayin hi machlokes, and he said that this is in fact still a machlokes. Now we're still in the middle of the sugya over here a little bit, but we have only a little bit left for tomorrow's daf, so we'll stop over here. We'll chazer this over again, and with this we conclude the penultimate shir in the beautiful masechta of Rosh Hashanah. And tomorrow we have a short shir, and we'll finish off this masechta.